If you had to pick your favorite Christmas color, what would it be? Would you say red or white or blue, maybe green? This past month at CCV, we've been looking at the colors of Christmas and see how they relate to our moods and our experiences that we go through. For example, let's look at the color green. If you would say you're green with envy, and so it might relate to jealousy and envy. We see what somebody else posts on Facebook, and we say, man, I wish what they had, or I wish I was able to go where they went. Or green also relates to the color of money. I read recently that 1 out of 3 people go into debt each year to buy Christmas gifts. Some people relate to shopping totally different. Some people love it because of Black Friday or Cyber Monday or whatever or whatever. Other people say, you know what, I'm going to wait till Christmas is over and get the best sales after Christmas. Recently, 45% of Americans said, because of the commercialization of Christmas, I would like to skip it all together. We're green with envy. Somebody said, if we're not careful, we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even know. And so you see, we're green with envy often because our life didn't turn out like our friend's life. Or for some of us, the color and mood is blue. We're blue with depression. For many people, you see, Christmas is a very difficult time of the year. Maybe they're depressed because they're single and they know they're going to be alone this year. Their family's out of state and nobody will spend Christmas with them. Or maybe they're depressed because they've gone through a divorce and it's a difficult time. Or there's a blended family and you have to go to this house and these gifts and these gifts. And we compare and we get depressed. Or for some people, life could be going great and they still get depressed because they want everything to be perfect at Christmas. They want the decorations to be perfect, the kids to be perfect, the meal to be perfect, everything to be perfect. And when it's not perfect, they get very depressed. You see, we're green with envy because our life didn't turn out like our friend's life. We're blue with depression because our life didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. But there's also the color red, which is often the color of our face. We're red with anxiety and stress. It's the fear of the unknown, the fear that we can't control everything. We can't control the weather. What's the weather going to be like as our family tries to get together? Or the unknown, how will Uncle Al be this year because he was a pain at Christmas last year? Or as we spend all this money on the children, will they really like the gifts once they open them? Or if you're a college student and you come home, the fear of the unknown, how are my parents going to react to my grades when they find out? So you see, we're green with envy because our life didn't turn out like our friend's life. We're blue with depression because our life didn't turn out like we wanted to. And we're red with anxiety because the truth is we don't know how our life is going to turn out. It's interesting that maybe you're in one of our campuses today, and you find yourself with those emotions at Christmas. You say, man, I have anxiety, I have some depression, I have some envy, and all those come together, you find yourself in a real dark place. In fact, if you paint the color green, and you paint the color red, and you paint the color blue, when all of those colors come together, the color turns into black. And that's maybe where some of you are, and you say, I don't want my Christmas to be that way this year. How can I change the color of Christmas? I'm glad you asked. You change the color of Christmas by allowing Jesus Christ to be at the center of your Christmas and Jesus to be at the center of your life. For God so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. I bring you good news of great joy. For today is born to you in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. You see, Jesus entered our dark world and Jesus changed everything. You say, well, how did he change things? Well, Jesus turned our envy into peace. You see, how do we get peace at Christmas? We got to learn to be content with what we have. I read recently, and it really caught me off guard, that 6 out of 10 people self-gifted last year. What does that mean? That means they go out and they find a gift, they bring it home, they wrap it, they put it under the tree, and on Christmas morning, they get up and they open it and go, oh, it's exactly what I wanted.
because I guess we weren't happy with everything that we had. If you want peace at Christmas, you've got to change the focus of your heart, because when you're envy and you have envious and jealousy, you tend to be self-centered. And if you're self-centered, your life will be full of conflict and chaos. You want peace? You got to begin to focus on other people. Because when you focus on other people, it changes your perspective. You look around and you find others that have way less than you do, and yet they're at peace. And so it helps us to have an attitude of gratitude and say, God, we're so thankful for what we have. Jesus can turn your envy into peace. He can also turn your depression into hope. You see, a lot of us are depressed because of guilt. We look back at the things that the missed opportunities, and we say, if only I would have done this. Or we have guilt because of hurtful memories and mistakes of the past, and we go, I wish I hadn't have done that. That one decision I made would have totally changed my life. And we look back and we're depressed because of our guilt. We're also depressed because of our grief. Because for many of us, a key member of our family, a grandparent, a spouse, a child, a friend, brother, sister, died this past year, and we know that our Christmas this year will never be the same because the loved one is missing. How do you turn your depression into hope? You got to put your future in God's hands, because God knows you better than you know yourself. He does have a plan and purpose for every one of us, and we've got to figure out what is it that God wants us to do. The Bible puts it this way. It says, cast your cares on the Lord, and He'll sustain you. Cast means throw them out there, let Him handle them, because when we try to handle our guilt and our grief and hang on to it, we will continually be depressed. But when we cast it to the Lord, He'll sustain us. Doesn't mean He'll take it all away. It means He will help us through the ups and downs, the mood swings. He will sustain us and help us get through it. Jesus also can turn our anxiety into joy. Someone said the key to joy is J-O-Y, Jesus first, others second, yourself last. Then if Jesus is going to be first, the key word is surrender. If you surrender to somebody, you say what? I give up. That's hard for us to do when it comes to letting Jesus be at the center of our life, because most of us as Americans, we want to be in charge. We want to be in control. That doesn't work. If you want joy, you got to put Jesus first. And you say, Lord, I give up. You know my plan, you know my purpose, and I'm trusting my life and putting it into your hands. O stands for others, and the key with others is the word share. We get joy, you see, by giving joy to others. I'm so excited and proud to be a part of CCV, where this past year, this month, in our Family to Family initiative, where we were going to help families that were unable to have enough food to get through the holidays, that on all of our campuses together, we served over 119 schools, over 6,500 families, and that cost was over $500,000. And our church will be blessed. We will be blessed because we were able to share that with others. You want joy? Jesus has got to be first. Surrender your life to Him. Others come second. Be willing to share and put yourself last. And the key word, I think, for joy for ourselves is simplify. Sometimes at Christmas, less is more. Sometimes we're so wiped out and stressed out by all the activities and all the parties that we can't wait till it's over. It shouldn't be that way. And so maybe this year you would simplify your life, and instead of spending a lot of money, maybe you would say, you know what? What I need to do is to create more memories that will last forever. You see, if you would like a white Christmas this year, you got to put Jesus at the center of your life, because Jesus, only Jesus, can turn our envy into peace. Jesus, only Jesus, can turn our depression into hope. Jesus, only Jesus, can turn our anxiety into joy. And Jesus, only Jesus, can turn our darkness into light. This year, let's make sure we put Jesus at the center of our Christmas. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to say thank you. Thank you for life, because the truth is, for many of us, we find ourselves in a dark place because of envy, because of of the loss of a loved one, because we're stressed out, wondering if all the things we've done, will all the people be pleased with what we've done? Lord, if we're gonna have joy and peace and hope, we've got to put you at the center and realize that we got to live for an audience of one, and we'll never be at peace trying to please everybody else. It's only when we live to please you. Thank you for the incredible gift of Jesus. He's good news. He offers us hope and meaning and purpose. And we commit this year to put him in the center of our Christmas. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.